And welcome back to this special edition of the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, Brian Kelly comes to LSU, and that makes good business sense. In my favorite Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, the judge who is facing re-election must decide whether or not a gentleman named Kris Kringle is actually Santa Claus. Without giving away the end of the story in case you haven't seen it, the judge is provided with a last-minute Christmas miracle of his own to justify a favorable ruling. And in the back of the courtroom, the judge's campaign manager, played perfectly by William Frawley, nods his head in agreement, knowing that his candidate has ruled wisely. Upon hearing the news that LSU will hire football coach Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame to become the Tigers' new head man, I am mentally picturing LSU athletics director Scott Woodward in the William Frawley role today. He must be very pleased with his decision as he nods along too. Before we get into the hiring issues of Brian Kelly coming to LSU, it's important to take a look at the exit of former coach Ed Orgeron, too. Football fans never doubted that Ed Orgeron was a dedicated LSU man at heart. You cannot fake it by simply growling, "Go Tigers!" in his thick Cajun accent at the end of every interview for the last several years, and that's what endeared him so much to the Tiger faithful. This is the same man who guided LSU to an incredible 15-0 perfect season in 2019. That's less than 2 years ago. And after a rousing season like that, LSU rewarded Coach O with a new contract. Ed Orgeron at the time was literally the king of Louisiana at that point. And if he could have maintained any level of success, like winning 9 or 10 games a year and keeping the Tigers at least in the national discussion, he could have retired into the bayous of South Louisiana way down the line, anytime he liked. But that's when the wheels fell off. Ed Orgeron, the man, simply isn't the kind of obsessed football coach that, let's say, Nick Saban is. He loves his life outside of football, and perhaps a little too much, and focused on his job whenever he felt like it. The fact that Orgeron's LSU teams over the last 2 years have finished with records of 5-5 and 6-6 this year, only after winning the final two games in both seasons, confirms that Coach Orgeron was really not the right man to keep the winning going in Baton Rouge. But it was a lot of fun while it lasted. When new athletics director Scott Woodward took the reins, Ed Orgeron's time at LSU was hanging by a thread. Woodward, who is a graduate of LSU himself, had a reputation at Texas A&M for making some splashy hires, like Jimbo Fisher in football and Buzz Williams from Virginia Tech in basketball. Since football at LSU represents about $80 million per year in revenue to the school and funds all of the other sports other than baseball and men's basketball, ticket sales to the LSU football games was going to help support or sink Ed Orgeron as the head coach. Come 2021, LSU did not have one single sellout game this year in 7 home games. That's 102,321 is a sellout at LSU. The final game of the season last weekend against Texas A&M, which was a spectacular win for LSU in the final minute of play, featured nearly 11,000 unsold seats. Now, if you assume an average LSU SEC home game ticket price is roughly about $150, yep, that's right, that's a loss of $1.65 million in unsold tickets alone for that one game. Now, the actual attendance for the Texas A&M game was actually much smaller. Let's say 75,000 people actually showed up for the game. Now, if you factor an average of $20 per person in unsold concessions and merchandise and parking for that game, and that's probably low, the other revenue loss for that game alone was in excess of $500,000. Because LSU's final home game against a strong Texas A&M team should have been a sellout, the school theoretically lost over $2 million in potential revenue by having a struggling team of their own on the field in 2021. So athletic director Scott Woodward's job at LSU is to keep the school's athletic facilities filled with happy fans spending lots and lots of money. Despite a 51-20 record as LSU's head coach, the recent hemorrhage of cash flow meant that Ed O had to go. Now, personally, I think Ed Orgeron became another victim of the management theory called the Peter Principle. Now, that happens when someone is promoted to one level of management higher than that person's comfort level. Orgeron had been a fine assistant coach and the most loyal cheerleader type of coach for his team. But unfortunately, the head coach of the team requires other job skills which may not have been Coach O's cup of tea. And this brings us to the hiring of Brian Kelly from Notre Dame to replace Ed Orgeron at LSU. Now, some LSU fans may lament that the team is bringing in a, quote, Yankee to Baton Rouge. There was another guy I remember by the name of Nick Saban. Yeah, that's him, to come coach the team from Michigan State. And all he did was help LSU to their second national championship back in 2003. His successor, Les Miles, had most recently coached at Oklahoma State prior to coming to LSU, but he claimed that he was a Michigan man at heart. Remember? He grew up and played football up north. And despite Miles' off-the-field issues, his football teams posted a gaudy 113-34 record, bringing home the school's third national championship in 2007. Brian Kelly has been quite successful at his last two jobs. He led Cincinnati to national prominence and an undefeated 12-0 regular season in 2009 prior to being named the head coach at Notre Dame. As coach of the Irish over the past 12 seasons, Kelly's teams have finished with 10 or more wins in 5 of the last 6 seasons to keep Notre Dame in the national title conversation every year. LSU fans are still lamenting that Nick Saban abandoned their team by leaving to coach the Miami Dolphins at the NFL in 2005 and then returning to college football with, how dare him, LSU rival Alabama 2 years later. Tiger fans loved Ed Orgeron's fiery Louisiana attitude and hoped that he would be able to find the magic again after winning the championship in 2019. Alas, it wasn't meant to be. Brian Kelly comes into LSU 60 years old. As I can easily attest, your skin does indeed get thinner as the years pass by and makes you feel even colder too in the wintertime. And since it gets quite cold in northern Indiana around Notre Dame in the wintertime, Brian Kelly and his wife may have longed to have one more football challenge, but in a warmer climate to finish out his coaching career. Said Kelly today, I could not be more excited to join a program with the commitments to excellence, rich traditions, and unrivaled passion and pride of LSU football. I'm fully committed to recruiting, developing, and graduating elite student athletes, winning championships, and working together with our administration to make Louisiana proud. Our potential is unlimited, and I cannot wait to call Baton Rouge home. For Brian Kelly, the opportunity to turn LSU's program around and win his first national championship as a coach is appealing. Having a 10-year contract worth $95 million doesn't hurt either. Woo! For LSU Athletics Director Scott Woodward, he opened up his checkbook to hire a nationally respected coach who wants winners both on the field and in the classroom too. Said Woodward, most importantly, Coach Kelly's players and programs exemplify excellence in all aspects of the student-athlete experience, in competition, the classroom, and throughout the community. And he shares our values and vision for elevating the university and our state. We're thrilled to welcome him and his family to Baton Rouge, and we are excited to work with him as we add to the championship legacy of LSU football. As LSU fans and the national media blathered on about Coach Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, or Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley, who's now at USC, Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin, Louisiana Lafayette's Billy Napier, who's now at Florida, and Oregon's Mario Cristobal, who was my personal favorite, I never heard one peep about Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. Did you? Brian Kelly is not a splashy coach who feeds the media with great sound bites. But then again, neither is that guy named Nick Saban. So at first glance, this seems to be a very solid hire for LSU. If Brian Kelly can fill 102,321 seats in Tiger Stadium by winning more football games starting next season, LSU fans will warm up to Brian Kelly as much as he will soon warm up to the heat and humidity in Baton Rouge. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.